Hello?
Yes?
I'm with Opinion Research, a national public opinion firm. Am I speaking to Frederick Roth?
Yes, you are speaking.
Great, we're talking with people in the area. I just want to ask a few questions on a confidential basis. But we can't confirm you're not driving and that you're in a place where you can talk safely, Mr. Roth?
Yes, I am at home right now.
Great.
Yes, I'm at home.
Thank you for your time. Now, which state do you currently live in?
California.
Okay. Great. The area we're working with, do you live in the city of Stockton or outside the city of Stockton?
I'm the city of Stockton. I'm sorry. Who is this again?
My name is Jerry with Opinion Research, a national public opinion firm.
Okay.
What is the zip code where you live, please?
I'm sorry, but Opinion Research. And this is in regards...
Yeah, based out of Florida. We're conducting a survey, if you haven't noticed. This is for education in Stockton. So that's why I'm asking these questions. We're getting a representative sample of the people we're talking to. Is your zip code 95209?
That is correct. Mm-hmm.
Okay, great. Are you or is anyone in your household employed by a newspaper, television, radio station, a political party, or by a candidate for political office?
No.
Okay. Thank you. Are you or is any member of your household a teacher, employee of a school, college, or university, a member of a teacher's union or a teacher's association?
No.
No, okay.
Mm-hmm.
What year were you born, please? In what year were you born?
1962.
Okay, thank you. Mm-hmm. Which one of the following best describes you? A man? A woman, or you identify yourself in some other way?
A man.
Okay, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
To ensure that we have a representative sample, are you from a Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish-speaking background?
No.
Okay. So for statistical purposes only, what's your main ethnic or racial heritage? Caucasian or white, African-American or black, Hispanic or Latino-American, or Asian-American?
I'm Asian American.
Okay, thank you. What is the last grade you completed in school, please?
Some college.
Right. How many children, if any, do you have in your household who are 18 or younger for whom you are the parent or guardian?
I don't have any kids here now. Not living with me anymore.
No kids, okay. Okay. So now I'm going to read you a list of various public officials and organizations. Please tell me as I read each one if your opinion is very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable. If I name someone you don't know too much about, let me know. I'll move on. The first one is Mayor Kevin Lincoln.
Somewhat.
Somewhat favorable or unfavorable?
Somewhat favorable.
Favorable, okay. Interim Superintendent Tracy E. Miller.
I don't know. I don't know her.
No worries. Teachers unions.
Okay.
Teachers. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Favorable.
Very or somewhat favorable?
Very.
Okay, 1 second, please. Now I'm going to read you a list of various educational institutions. Please tell me as I read each one if your opinion is very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable. If I name one you don't know too much about, let me know. I can move on.
Okay.
The first one are traditional public schools in Stockton.
Um, somewhat favorable.
Okay. Private and parochial schools in Stockton.
Somewhat favorable.
Okay. Magna schools in Stockton.
Favorable.
Somewhat or very favorable?
Very favorable.
Okay. Public charter schools in Stockton.
Very favorable.
Very favorable as well. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Would you say public education in Stockton is headed in the right direction, or is public education in Stockton on the wrong track, sir?
I don't have knowledge about that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, we're almost there. I really appreciate your kindness for participating.
Mm-hmm.
Now, who would you say is most responsible for the quality of local public schools here in Stockton? The teachers union, the state legislature, the school board, the governor, the superintendent and school district officials, or the mayor of Stockton?
I would say the mayor of Stockton.
Mayor, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. How important do you think it is that all parents have the ability to choose a school that best meets their child's needs? Not important at all? Not that important? Somewhat or very important?
Very important.
Okay. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think the local public schools in Stockton need to change not at all, a little, some, or not at all?
It does need to change. A little.
A little, okay. All right. From what you know or have heard, do you favor or oppose increasing the number of public charter schools here in Stockton?
Yes. I am favored in that.
Mm-hmm. Strongly or somewhat favored?
Strongly.
Okay, gotcha. Now, I'm going to read you some words or phrases that might describe public charter schools. For each one, tell me if you think it describes them very well, somewhat well, not too well, or not at all. Not at all. So, the first one says public charter schools are open to all.
Somewhat,
okay. They are tuition free.
Let's say somewhat.
Somewhat too, okay.
Mm-hmm.
They are public schools. That's the next one.
Favorable.
Do you think this phrase describes charter schools very well? Public charter schools very well? Somewhat well? Doesn't
very
describe
well.
Them well or not at all? Okay, very.
Yeah.
Public charter schools serve mostly students of color. That's the next one.
Very well.
Okay. They serve mostly low income students.
Very well.
Okay. They help improve the entire public school system.
Somewhat.
All right. And they are nonprofit.
Let's say they're not nonprofit. Somewhat.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you. Over the past year, has your opinion of traditional public schools become less favorable, more favorable, or hasn't changed one way or the other?
Hasn't changed one way or the other.
Hasn't changed. Okay.
No.
If a candidate running for office supported increasing the number of public charter schools in Stockton, would you be more or less likely to vote for them, or would it have no effect on your vote?
Don't have no effect.
All right. Thank you. Mm-hmm. I think it's more about a local elections. Many people we've spoken with say that they only vote for candidates for president, governor, Congress, or other major offices. How about you? How often do you vote for school board members? Never, rarely, sometimes, or always?
I always do.
Always, all right. Mm-hmm. Thank you. The following statements about community refer to your neighborhood. Please tell me as I read each one if the statement represents how you feel about this community very well, somewhat well, not too well, or not well at all. Here's the first statement. Improvements to local schools would make me feel better about this community.
Yes. What was the first? I'm sorry.
No worries. Does this statement represent how you feel very well? Somewhat well, not too well, or not at all?
Very well.
Okay. Increasing the availability of public charter schools would improve local schools in my community.
Very well.
All right. Thank you. We're almost done. I once again appreciate your patience and kindness. Now, moving on, how would you rate the opportunities for high-paying jobs for someone without a college degree in the greater Stockton area? Poor, not so good, good, or excellent?
Good.
Good, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Now, please, listen to a proposal that is being considered here in San Joaquin County. The proposal is to create an early college high school program. This program provides high school students free college credit and career-focused pathways. These students would graduate high school with an associate's degree from college, have paid meaningful internships, and be ready for jobs or for further college education. Do you support or oppose this proposal, sir?
I support.
Strongly or somewhat support?
Strongly support.
Thank you. Which of the following is the reason you most support this proposal? Technical certifications to qualify for a job, paid internships, receiving college credits while in high school, reducing the money spent on a college education, or greater career options?
Greater career options.
Okay. Thank you. For which one or two of the following, if any, do you get most of your news about national and local issues? Univision or Telemundo or Spanish language radio? Local blogs or websites such as the 209times.com? Local newspapers such as the Stockton Record? National network TV news or cable TV? Local radio stations such as 19 National Public Radio? Social media? Local TV news, regional newspapers such as the Sacramento Bee or San Francisco Chronicle, or none of these?
Local news and social media.
Social media and TV, local news, all right.
Mm-hmm.
So I just have the last couple of questions for statistical purposes only, Mr. Roth. Are you currently employed, a student, stay-at-home parent? Are you retired or unemployed looking for work?
Well, I'm retired, but I have a business.
Oh, okay. A business owner.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Well,
right,
not business. Well, I would say I have, some income that, you know, I can support myself. Yeah.
Gotcha. Very nice to hear. So, in politics today, are you registered to vote as a Republican, Democrat, Independent, or something else?
Democrat.
All right. And would you call yourself a strong Democrat or not a strong Democrat?
Not a strong Democrat.
Not a strong one. Okay. How would you describe your economic circumstances? Well-to-do, upper middle class, working class, or low income?
Middle class.
Okay. Very well. This concludes our survey. Mr. Roth, thank you very much for your participation. I cannot thank you enough for your kindness and patience today. But I hope you have a good one.
You too. Bye-bye.
Thank you very much. All right. Bye-bye.